It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Welcome back to The Checkup, our weekly series about how healthcare is changing in Maryland.
Gotta have it, gonna get it. Convenience, I love at MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
You may or may not have heard of the Maryland Health Connection, but you're going to. It's the online marketplace where Marylanders will soon be able to buy health insurance. Think of it as Travelocity or Expedia for health insurance. In addition to that snippet of a radio jingle you just heard, the Maryland Health Connection is also on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. But they've got a lot of work ahead of them to raise awareness about the online marketplace, which is part of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. There's consistent national polling that 3 out of 5 uninsured Americans say they don't know enough about the law to understand how it will affect them or their families. In fact, 2 out of 5 Americans aren't sure whether the law is even taking effect or if it's been repealed. Producer Matt Purdy recently took a stroll down Charles Street in Baltimore and asked folks he met if they'd heard anything about the upcoming online health insurance marketplace.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
No. I seen a few signs on the bus, but I didn't pay it no attention.
I don't know nothing about them.
I have not. I have not heard anything about the online, you know, help. But like, I keep up with it, but I haven't heard anything about that.
I know you'll be able to go in and sort of enter your information and do sort of comparison shopping to see what's available at the best price.
Yes, I did. I think it's good as long as people do their research. They have to do in-depth research because online anything can be tricky.
There will be people charged with making online health insurance shopping less tricky. Some of them are going through training this week. They're called navigators.
So navigator is somebody who understands the full context of the Affordable Care Act, understands Medicaid inside and out, and also understands the commercial market or the marketplace very, very well.
That's Kathleen Westcote. She's president and CEO of the nonprofit Healthcare Access Maryland, which has the grant to connect uninsured people in central Maryland with health insurance. Full disclosure, Healthcare Access Maryland is one of the funders of this series. We recently spoke about how navigators will help people learn about and sign up for health insurance.
A navigator will be able to sit down with a client, determine what program they qualify for, help them understand what subsidies are available to them, and furthermore, help them determine which insurance product that they might be most interested in. They can explain copays, they can explain deductibles, they can explain provider networks, so on and so forth. So they're really soup to nuts, can do anything as it relates to getting somebody enrolled into a qualified health insurance plan.
That sounds like a long session or maybe several sessions between a navigator and a family. Are there enough navigators?
We'll see. For the central region, we have 107 navigators in the sisters. I think it will be enough. We're assuming that it's probably going to take 45 minutes to sit down with a client and explain everything and to ultimately help them, you know, determine what they qualify for.
You mentioned there will be assisters. What is an assister?
So an assister can only assist individuals with understanding and enrolling in Medicaid. So they will have no role in assisting a client or a recipient in obtaining commercial health insurance through the qualified health insurance plan side. So they're primarily focused on Medicaid. So they will understand Medicaid inside and out. They'll understand the income and eligibility levels. And outside of that, will not be able to do anything on the commercial side.
And where will the navigators be and where will the assisters be?
So they're going to be everywhere. We have navigators who will be in federally qualified health centers to assist people who are already seeking health care services who may be uninsured in the existing infrastructure. We are going to have navigators in hospital emergency rooms. They're going to be in WIC clinics. They're going to be in some non-traditional locations, such as the Giant or the CVS, libraries, a whole variety of locations we expect the navigators and the sisters to be. We're also capitalizing on internal or existing infrastructure that exists with local health departments and Department of Social Services. Many people who are uninsured or underinsured are seeking services through those venues. So we plan to have a presence in local health departments as well as Department of Social Services where people already go to apply for benefits.
One of the people we heard from earlier was Robert Brooks. He has been without health insurance for 2 years. He told producer Matt Purdy that he doesn't trust the internet when making decisions about health care.
You know, you might get some good medical stuff, and again, you might not get no good medical stuff. And you still have to end up paying money, coming out of your pocket.
So how will your navigators and the assisters get people comfortable with something like the online marketplace?
Yeah, I agree that it might be a challenge, but I really do believe that we have a great set of navigators who have, you know, just started Healthcare Access Maryland and across the state, and I think they're going to really work hard at developing relationships with the individuals that they're working with and understand the law inside and out and really help people be assured that what we're presenting is accurate and clear and unbiased.
That's Kathleen Westcote, president and CEO of the nonprofit Healthcare Access Maryland, here on The Checkup on Maryland Morning, WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about navigators and assisters that Healthcare Access Maryland will be supervising to help people sign up for health insurance on the online marketplaces that open October 1st. Navigators will have like one solid week of training.
Mm-hmm.
You laid out a lot of things they're supposed to know.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot to learn in
one week.
It's
a lot to learn. It really is. And that week training does not even include training on the web portal and how to use the web portal. So that's actually a separate training outside of the certification. So it is a lot to learn.
But what are the plans? I mean, inevitably, some questions are going to get answered wrong when you have so many people who have learned a whole bunch of material relatively recently. Mm-hmm. What are the plans for correcting that? What happens if a family is given misinformation about what they're eligible for, how big their subsidy could be, or whether they can even get a subsidy?
Right.
How do you deal with that?
Well, luckily, most of that information is going to be automated. So as information is put into the web portal is going to do those calculations. It's not our staff sitting back and doing the math. So a lot of it is going to be automatic, which should really mitigate, I think, lots of incorrect dollar amounts being given. But the Maryland Health Insurance Exchange will have a consumer complaint line where complaints can be filed and then subsequently referred back to us for, you know, corrective action. But luckily, a lot, as I mentioned, I'm really banking on a lot of this information will be automated, which will reduce user error to a great extent, I believe.
Have you picked up any misconceptions that tend to be widespread? I mean, are there calls you're getting where people have the wrong idea of what's going to be available?
Yeah, I don't think people understand that health insurance now will be mandated and that it's something that, you know, they could potentially face a small penalty if they don't enroll into insurance. But just fear of insurance companies, you know, coming back and charging them thousands and thousands of dollars, not really understanding that there is some regulation around that and in insurance premiums. And so we get a wide variety of calls as well as concerns and lots of people with misinformation.
The mandate, the requirement to have insurance, goes into effect January 1st. Open enrollment for individuals will actually continue beyond that to March. So there are months left for people to make these decisions. How will you know as these months roll out whether you are on track to meet your goals?
So we will be following performance very, very closely. The Health Information Exchange, which is the web portal we will be using for enrollments, every navigator and every assister is going to have a unique identify number. So we can track performance very, very closely with and monitor progress very, very closely. So we will be watching not only our own staff internally in terms of watching performance metrics, but also looking at our partners very, very closely, too, to make sure the benchmarks are being met. And if it looks like all things are not going well, we clearly need to, you know, sit back and regroup and figure out a new strategy. But I feel very hopeful that we will be successful.
And what's the thing you're most worried about as the exchange opens?
The thing I am most worried about is just making sure that the Health Information Exchange can handle all of the data that's going to be going into it. So,
Maryland Health Connection.
Yeah. But that's one big challenge, just to make sure operationally the infrastructure is there, the information technology is to where it needs to be able to handle all of the volume that's likely going to be coming in. But I really think this first year is going to be, although we have targets set for 50, 60,000 people being enrolled in the first year, people have a lot to learn, and they may need to hear the message 2, 3, 4, 5 times before they ultimately enroll into a product. I think this is so new. The insurance marketplace is so new, something that they've never seen before or have any awareness of. And it really may take, a few times to educate somebody about what's happening and why it's important to have health insurance.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Kathleen Westcoat is president and CEO of the nonprofit Healthcare Access Maryland, which has the grant to connect uninsured people in Central Maryland with health insurance. Full disclosure, Healthcare Access Maryland is one of the funders of this series. If you're in Central Maryland, they have a health coverage hotline you can call at 877-223-5201. Their hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Once again, the number is 877-223-5201. Also, this Saturday at the University of Baltimore's Merrick School of Business, there will be an event aimed at helping people get health coverage. It runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mount Royal and North Charles Streets. It's been organized by the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation with Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings as honorary host. Once again, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with breakfast served at 9. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, 199 years of celebrating the defenders of Baltimore. Stay with us on 88.1.